Hello and welcome to Free and Cheap NYC. We are Angela Church
and Mayan Schneider,
and we're here once a week recommending quality, free, and cheap things to do in and around our amazing city.
Yay!
Here are some events around New York City for the week starting tomorrow, August 23rd.
Okay, free stargazing at the High Line.
Okay, stargazing is always free, Mayan.
Okay, but here you get explanations. She just came out with that naturally. Okay, let's rephrase. Free stargazing with explanations, smarty pants, at the High Line. I have to ponder that. It's like a philosophical statement. Stargazing is always free. Think about that, folks.
Think about that, yes.
Okay, gaze at the stars, planets, and moons through the high-powered telescopes of the Amateur Astronomers Association of New York. Whoa.
Okay, so you're looking at through telescopes.
And chat with the experts about the sights you see. You know, if this were during the day, I'd be like, what's that big yellow ball? And they'd be like,
don't
look at that.
Turn away from the light.
Turn away from the light. Okay. So, alrighty. So stargazing at the High Line with explanations takes place every Tuesday beginning at dusk through Tuesday, October 29th. So the High Line is in Chelsea. There's several places to enter. And this sounds really cool, guys. Check it out.
If you haven't been to the High Line, go anyway. It's fantastic. It's a really beautiful walk.
Yeah.
So we all know that the U.S. Open is coming up, and to start off the festivities is Arthur Ashe Kids Day.
Okay.
And that features a free grounds festival that offers interactive games, music, tennis activities for all ages so that kids and their families can enjoy the health and fitness benefits of tennis.
Nice.
Families can test their skills, watch tennis pros. I want to watch Federer.
Mm,
that's nice.
Indeed.
Yeah, I don't have a kid.
We'll learn a lot. We'll find one.
And a chance to win prizes. There'll be face painting, a juggling workshop, a 10 and under tennis, hair beading and braiding, storytelling, and balloon artists. Take your kids, check it out. Saturday, August 24th, Arthur Ashe Kids Day.
Film, this week, two Broadway shows you can catch on screen. The first one is on Tuesday, August 27th. Annie!
Woo-hoo! Oh, that one's good. That one's very good.
It's very good.
Albert Finney.
Yes. It's the second, and Anne Rankin.
Yeah, oh, brilliant.
It's the second movie musical I have ever seen, and I remember loving it before I even knew what the Chrysler Building was. Like, when I moved to New York, I was like, oh, there's a Chrysler Building, like in Annie.
Like in Annie.
Yep.
Yeah. It had the same effect as the Muppets Take Manhattan had on me, I think, for you. There we go.
God, I hope not. So Annie is shown at the intersection of Chester and Cornelia Avenues in Wolf's Pond Park in Staten Island on Tuesday the 27th.
Excellent.
The other Broadway show you can catch on screen is Kinky Boots. On Thursday, August 29th, it's showing at the Main Park House in Cunningham Park, Queens at 8 p.m. This is the movie upon which the Tony Award-winning musical is based. Check it out.
So I was looking for some free museums that we can go to. And I found one that's kind of interesting. I mean, and by kind of, I mean really.
Really?
It's the Federal Reserve Bank.
Ooh.
Do you know anything about this?
I do not. Tell us.
Okay, so this is your chance to descend 80 feet below street level and commune with the planet's most precious metal.
Chocolate?
Chocolate's
not a metal.
Not Mayan's most precious metal. Okay. Roughly a quarter of the world's gold.
Wow.
Gold. More than $200 billion is stored in a gigantic vault that rests on the bedrock of Manhattan Island. 33 Liberty Street between Nassau and William.
Manhattan's own Gringotts. To explore these activities and more, visit WBAI.org and click on Free and Cheap NYC. Catch us again next week. This has been
Angela
and Mayan on
Free and Cheap NYC.